This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:05 in the evening, and it is time once again for Pop It Parliament, where we bring you all the updates from today's Dewan Rakyat. Dania Nair is joining us with the latest. Dania, what do you have for us?
Well, one of the issues that was talked about today was the Christchurch massacre that happened last Friday. MP for Port Dickson, Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim, proposed an emergency motion to discuss the attack in Parliament.
Menurut kenyataan terkini polis New Zealand, seramai 50 orang telah terbunuh dan 50 orang cedera. Mangsa-mangsa tersebut dibunuh ketika sedang mengerjakan solat jemaat. Mereka menjadi mangsa hanya semata-mata kerana pegangan kepercayaan agama mereka. Serangan tersebut tiada tujuan lain melainkan untuk menanam kebencian dan mendorong keganasan di merata dunia. Pelaku keganasan tersebut cuba mendorong orang Islam untuk melakukan serangan balas. Di samping itu, mereka cuba menimbulkan ketakutan dan syak wasangka buruk di kalangan penganut bukan Islam terhadap orang-orang Islam. Tragedi ini ternyata amat mengerikan lagi keji dan suatu tindakan pengecut. Warga dunia cintakan keamanan termasuk di Malaysia harus menyatakan sikap dan mengecam keganasan tersebut. Kita tidak harus membenarkan sesiapa juga untuk merusakkan kerukunan yang telah terbina atau untuk menanam rasa takut antara satu sama lain.
Speaker Muhammad Arif Mohd Yusof allowed the debate and it started half an hour ago. It's still going on at the moment.
What was the sentiment coming from the other lawmakers?
Well, we caught up with Minister in Charge of Religious Affairs, Mujahid Yusof Rawa. He was heading off to a meeting to talk to various stakeholders about preserving peace in the country, and he's planning to set up a committee to drive home the message of interracial and interreligious unity.
So we need to take a very harsh lesson that peace is always on the upper hand. And in order to do that, we cannot do it alone. We need to have those who believe in peace. And because of that, we have initiated a meeting today with all religious leaders and NGOs in the hope that we can come up with a resolution what to do for a longer term in order to secure and make sure that peace prevails. We cannot submit ourselves to such hatred and we cannot let that prevail among our society. So there need to be a strong NGOs, religious leaders to come up and say peace is always the best solution and the best mean and peace should prevail between relation between faith and religion in this country.
The minister said that representatives of various religions were involved and there were also representatives from the police and muftis.
And did any opposition MPs comment on the attack as well?
Yes, so in response to the Christchurch attack, former Defence Minister Hishamuddin Hussain said that to tackle the issue of Islamophobia in countries around the world, the Firepower Defence Arrangements, or the FDPA, will be discussing this, stressing the need for urgency.
And I understand that the Minister in Charge of Law, oh my goodness, I have never had a problem with his name, and yet here it is. So I understand that the Minister in Charge of Law, Liu Vui Kiong, has said something about this as well.
Yes, he said that the government is still working on the National Harmony Bill, which will have a special focus on hate speech. He said that they're still working on the bill and they need time to take into account various considerations and perspectives of stakeholders.
So that one, we are still work in progress. If we can do it during the sessions in April, which is coming soon, very soon, then we do it. Kalau tidak, kita akan buat pada bulan tahun ini lah.
And as we mentioned earlier, I think the former Defence Minister Hishamuddin Hussain also said something about this.
Terrorism and extremism does not depend on your religion, the colour of your skin, your race or your nationality. Jadi apa yang penting sekarang ialah kita meniti apa yang berlaku di Christchurch baru-baru ini. Dan melihat bagaimana melalui diplomasi pertahanan negara-negara yang berkaitan dapat berbincang. Dan di sini Malaysia ada kelebihan. Kita menganggotai FPDA, Firepower Defence Arrangement, yang dianggotai oleh New Zealand, Australia, Singapore, Malaysia, di mana FPDA ini mesti digerakkan untuk melihat apa yang berlaku di New Zealand itu secara serius. Apa yang berlaku sekarang di keliling kita ni, di rantau kita, memerlukan a sense of urgency lah untuk negara-negara berkenaan untuk duduk bincang, memikirkan kaedah yang terbaik.
That was former Defence Minister Hishamuddin Hussein. What else happened today in Parliament?
Well, another issue that Anwar Ibrahim brought up was about poverty. And he said that poverty cuts across different races and allocations for the B40 are still insufficient at the moment.
Saya mengusulkan supaya Menteri Kewangan teliti semula kerana ternyata jumlah dana untuk membela nasib rakyat miskin di bawah kategori B40 ini sama ada miskin bandar atau desa tidak mencukupi. Siapa saja anak Malaysia yang dikategori sebagai melarat, Melayu, Iban atau Kadazan, Cina atau India adalah tanggungjawab kita dalam kerajaan untuk membatasinya.
Perisian minta.
Kita tidak dapat nafikan bahawa majoritinya masih Melayu Bumi Putera. Dan ini satu kenyataan yang tidak boleh dinafikan. Penyelesaiannya seperti yang ditegaskan dari awal reformasi, Pakatan Rakyat dan kini Pakatan Harapan adalah memastikan setiap anak Malaysia, Melayu yang majoriti, Cina, India atau Kadazan dan Iban, Murut, mesti diberikan perhatian dan pembelaan. Ini yang disebut agenda berdasarkan hak, berdasarkan keperluan. An agenda based on need. And ini thrust of the Pakatan Harapan government dengan izin.
He also hinted that the finance ministry is planning for bigger allocations, which he can't really specify for now because they are yet to be announced. He also brought up recent media reports about students in public universities eating a meal a day, fasting regularly, or surviving on a loaf of bread for a couple of days because they can't afford to eat regular meals.
Kita baca beberapa hari yang lalu tentang masalah yang dihadapi oleh mahasiswa yang tak cukup makan. Dan ini sangat mengesankan dan memprihatinkan. Saya tidak fikir kita boleh terima kenyataan ini. Kerajaan harus mengambil langkah segera. Anak yang belajar tidak boleh dirundung malang kerana tidak cukup makanan. Saya terima kasih kerana dalam perbincangan dengan Menteri Kewangan semalam, dia kata bukan setakat itu, tetapi peruntukan yang sangat besar sedang disediakan, tambahan kepada belanjawan yang disediakan untuk mengurangkan bebanan dan tekanan kepada rakyat. Saya setuju dan gesa beliau segerakan. Tetapi ada beberapa langkah segera yang mesti diambil. Dan saya ucap terima kasih kerana kerajaan-kerajaan negeri setelah saya merayu mengambil keputusan untuk segera meluluskan peruntukan tambahan untuk anak-anak negeri mereka. Kalau RM100 pun tak apa, tambahan daripada yang mereka peroleh sekarang untuk mengurangkan beban yang dihadapi oleh pelajar.
Minister of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Haifuddin Nasution responded in a statement that the ministry will extend the Food Bank Malaysia program into university campuses to provide aid to starving students.
I think that's definitely something that we're going to follow up on the show because that's really interesting. Yeah. And there's been some discussion over the weekend as well about the Public Accounts Committee and whether Dato' Sri Ronald Kennedy should remain as the chairperson. What are the conversations, you know, where are they stemming from? What's going on?
Well, Ronald Kennedy said that he had quit UMNO in December last year to join Bersatu, and the Prime Minister had said over the weekend that he shouldn't have quit the position.
But Pakatan Harapan had promised in its manifesto to appoint an opposition member as the chairperson for the purpose of integrity.
That's right. So the journalist spoke with Subang MP Wong Chen, who's also a member of the PAC, and he said that a meeting will be held among the PAC members to discuss the issue before they bring it up with the cabinet.
I'm in agreement with Ruiza. PAC is supposed to be monitoring the current government's wastage and corruption issues. Yeah, so it is best that the opposition leads it. Yeah? Otherwise, people then blame the PAC of, you know, whitewashing or hiding information. So I think going forward for the new Malaysia, it's very important that the PAC is continuing to be led by the opposition, which is the standard practice everywhere in the world. But of course, we take the Prime Minister's advice. But ultimately, it's up to the PAC members.
And moving on from that, after a lot of public tantrums and sulking, MCA has decided to stay put in Barisan Nasional, and they said the decision was made to move away from race-based political inclinations, which is not a statement that makes a lot of sense to me. Were there any statements made about that?
There were. So Barisan Nasional Secretary General Dato' Seri Nazri Aziz said that this turn of events only goes to show that UMNO is still a strong party.
Kalau dia tak confident, takkan dia nak stay di end. Maknanya, if you look at the last election, UMNO is the biggest single party, the biggest MPs. So I think they decided to stay because UMNO is very strong. Otherwise, they should run away.
Nazri also said that UMNO won't break off its alliance with PAS just because MCA disagrees with it, and that he prioritises the survival of UMNO over this issue with MCA. Meanwhile, leader of the opposition bloc, Ismail Sabri Yaakob, had set a somewhat more reconciliatory tone.
Kita tak boleh lah apabila sahabat kita susah dalam keadaan hari ini masyarakat Cina mungkin tidak menyokong MCA dengan begitu baik, maka kita akan tinggalkan rakan kita. Kita mesti bantu rakan kita untuk bangun kembali. InsyaAllah saya percaya MCA akan mempunyai perancangan dia, strategi dia untuk bangun kembali. Sebagai rakan komponen, kita akan bantu MCA.
Dania, thanks so much for that Parliament update.
And if you've got any comments or just thoughts to offer on all the goings-on of Parliament, of course, you can call us 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. What do you make of MCA sticking around after they kind of made a big song and dance about leaving? What do you make of the potential new, what is it? The new unit, the new council that's going to come about to foster a better sense of
national unity?
Yes, national unity in the sense of interfaith discussions, yeah. Right? What do you think of that? What will make it work? Again, let us know. That number to call, 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.